Take us through the reincarnation process. What happens?
Go ahead, Dimitri.
All right. Well, it is an absolutely fascinating journey. And first of all, of course, the portal we call death is, I think many people are realizing now, it's a rebirth on the other side. It's not a final death. We do shed the physical coil. And it's interesting, we have what's known as an astral body, which is our duplicate supporting body. And this is what takes us to the other side.
You should say it's the real body.
Right, the real. And when the silver cord is loosened, that's the real mark of death on this earth plane. And we go to the other side, which is from the metaphysical terminology called the astral worlds. And first we go to a place where we've told that we've died. And this is usually shocking because most people don't realize that they've died. And they, you know, because they still have a body that they're in, they can still recognize their surroundings, so they don't really realize they're dead. And then when they actually realize they've crossed over, they're kind of course, shaken, and they have to be calmed down to told, you know, this is, was your time, or this is what happened. And then at that point, they're taken to a very interesting place, or we all go through this, of being taken to the Rose Room. It's called the Rose Room, which is a beautiful place of rest. And this is to really kind of decompress from the earth experience, you know, what we've gone through. And we may sleep here for days or sometimes even weeks to kind of let our body relax and our consciousness relax. And then once that happens, we're a little bit more acclimated to the other side. We start to realize this is quite a beautiful place that we're in. And we're always supported when we go there. There are these. It's kind of like if a baby's born into this life, you know, you don't let it fend for itself. And so when we're kind of reborn, shall we say, on the other side, there's a loving support system that works with us to help get adjusted on the other side. And then once we come out of this Rose Room, we're actually then allowed to come back to Earth to visit. It's known as the 44 days to kind of say our goodbyes to our
loved ones. Well, we have what are known as Lords of Karma, and they review your life. They have their book of life in front of them.
Is that your Akashic records? Is that what that is?
Well,
it's like part of that.
Yeah, sort
yes.
of.
Yeah.
And they tell you, well, this is what you left undone, and this is what you still need to do. Now, most people dread death, you know, but actually it's not to be dread because it's just another beautiful experience.
Right. So that once we have kind of said our goodbyes to the other side or to the earth life, as Barbara said, we do go have our life reviewed. And it's interesting because, you know, we have our subconscious memories of things, which is a subjective memory. Let's say if I'm remembering a difficult experience when I was 5 years old, I'm really remembering it as a five-year-old, you know, because that's the way it was put into the subconscious. But with the Book of Life, we're seeing it almost like the way God sees it, very objectively. We see our motivations. We see the things we did do, the things we didn't do. So we really can't argue, you know, because it's all right there. And now one of the reasons we actually wrote the book is because, you know, the higher does say that, you know, it's really almost 50% of the time we're not finishing what we're capable of achieving. We come to this life with what's known as we're shown our tapestry of what we're capable of doing. And we get distracted. We have all the gifts, all the tools, everything we can do to succeed. But the challenges of life or some things, we get discouraged, we get distracted, disoriented, and many times we don't finish. So
yeah, at all times, you know, right now your subconscious is picking up what's happening in my subconscious. In other words, you can pick up things, you know, blocks away. The subconscious, everything registers in your subconscious, and like Dimitri said, nothing is lost.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, they will say there what you've left undone. And what you've accomplished, but particularly what you left undone. And the goal of that is not to punish us. Karma, people keep thinking karma is about punishment or reward, mm-hmm. and it's not. It's about harmony and balance. You know, everything
right.
we do has an effect. And if we created an ill effect, all that's coming back is the desire to bring it back into balance. That's really all it is. We're not being judged in a tribunal thing.
Well, and actually, we want to come back to be able to change our karma, you know, and bring it up into a better situation. You'll find out that you don't have to look for your karma. It's going to find you.
How long does it take before one reincarnates again in terms of our time?
It varies. It depends. You know, for instance, if you happen to have been murdered, you probably will come back quickly.
Yeah, if it's not your time, if you were pulled before your time, then you especially as I understand, like soldiers in battle and things like that.
They come back quickly.
Does the soul ever occupy an adult, for example, under like possession, or is it always a newborn baby?
Well, no, the reincarnation is always a newborn baby. There is such a thing as possession, but that's not reincarnation.
Okay.
That's later.